The therapy you need from your favorite bitches.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Bitch Therapy. We are your hosts, Cameron
and Alyssa.
And on today's episode, we're going to be giving you some essential hygiene tips for before you go on a date.
Yes. Okay. So let's start off by getting ready.
Yeah. The first date prep is always super important. And I feel like it's like, you know, you're nervous but excited before you go on a date usually.
Always put your best foot forward. Yeah.
No matter who you're going out with, always put your best foot forward and always get all the way ready. And yes. Also, this will help you determine if the guy's even worth it or not. Because there have been dates where I've gotten all dolled up and I went on the date and I'm like, you know what? This wasn't fucking worth it. The fact that I did all this hair, makeup, nails, everything, and this is the day he planned, and true. That's it. Like, I was like, all right, bye, next. Thank you.
If you're putting your best foot forward, he needs to do that too with how he acts and where he's taking you. So exactly. Let's start off with shower day. Definitely wash your body, but also
wash your entire body, girl.
I like to wash my hair the day of the date.
Me
because
too.
It's more fresh. I know some people don't, like, they can't style their hair as good when they first wash it, but make sure you maybe washed it yesterday then. Like, it needs to be
do whatever
pretty
works.
Close.
Yeah, do whatever works best for your hair type and style and however you like to style it, but make sure that you at least washed it within the last few days because it starts to smell a little musty.
Yeah, you know? Just make sure it doesn't smell, you don't have dandruff.
Yeah, like, use some dry
look
shampoo.
Greasy.
Yeah,
like, you want to
sure
look
it's
fresh.
Not greasy, no dandruff, and just make sure it's looking tight and right, okay? So you're going to do your full body shower. Honestly, full body shave, because even though you're not going to be touching
shave.
This man.
You still want to feel
even,
confident.
Yeah, you might even not want him to be touching you, but I always feel just like you said, more confident when your whole body shaved. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just feel like
you're like, I'm
you're
not
going
to do everything, but I'm ready for everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's like better to be prepared than to not.
Yeah. Because
you know what? Sometimes
just to feel fresh.
Yeah. And sometimes when you're on a date with a guy, you might realize halfway through that, all right, he's not my husband, but you know what? Maybe we can hook up and I can get a little something out of it.
And then I would say, make sure your nails are done.
Oh, 100%.
Your nails always need to be done.
Yeah, that to me is like when you shave too. Like, you just feel better if your nails are done and they're fresh. So definitely make sure you've gotten them done or did them yourself within the last week or two. Because also I feel like when my nails are grown out, then they get kind of gunky on the sides. Like, you know, some of them might start to lift. Like, they're just not looking their best. And like we said, you want to be putting your best foot forward. And it's not even more so for the guy. It's honestly more so for you. So you can feel your confident, most best self, and you feel clean. And you know that whatever you're bringing to the table, even though literally you shouldn't have to bring anything to the table other than yourself, but at least you know then the self that you're bringing to the table is the best foot forward, and you're clean, you're put together, and you're the best version of yourself.
You don't want to have to be worrying about, oh my God, wait, I can't wear these shoes that show my toes because my toes are busted.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want busted feet.
Exactly. You want to be able to have all your options.
You want to feel cute head to toe.
Exactly. And trust me, if he sees you showing up to that date like a 10 out of 10, he's going to know that you can have any guy you want. So he should be lucky that he's with you. So another hygiene tip I would definitely say is this is something that I always try to remember. So do your whole makeup except for your lips, because what you're going to want to do is brush your teeth right before you leave the
door. Oh, that's such a good one.
Yeah. So like, because sometimes I'll forget and I'll do my whole makeup, like lipstick and everything. And then I'm like, fuck, like 30 minutes later when he's ready to pick me up, or if I'm ready to leave, I'm like, yeah, I have to brush my teeth. And then it messes everything up and you have to do it again. And it's just, it's never the same the second time around. It's never the same.
No.
So, definitely just remember that.
Yeah. Do your whole makeup and then wait till a little before you're leaving so you can brush your teeth, because you want clean teeth. You want your breath to smell fresh. Mm-hmm. Everybody should be washing their teeth before they leave the house, but especially on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like,
100%, because you're gonna be talking to them. Yes. You know, you might be sitting close to each other and you don't want him to get a whiff of anything unpleasant. Okay,
bonus for mouthwash, like, bonus
extra
for
points.
The mouthwash. I think that's really smart.
And another thing is too, when you're going on a date, make sure you know where you're going. Listen, I know we all love a little surprise sometimes. Not for the first date, okay, honey? You need to know where you're going, because you the night before or even hours before if you don't want to have to plan that much for it or if you don't have that much time. You want to know where you're going so that you can plan your outfit so that you're not running around that day being like, oh shit, I really wanted to wear this skirt because it goes with this top I'm going to wear and now it's dirty and not washed. So yeah. You always want to make sure you know where you're going so you can be prepared on what outfit you want to wear. Exactly. Because this, again, contributes to feeling your best, looking your best, and it's going to make you more comfortable for the date. Nothing's going to make you more uncomfortable is if, you know, you're not wearing the outfit you like, if your nails are chipped, you're going to feel like you have to hide your hands or your feet, ugh. If your hair isn't, like, you know, washed or styled the way you want, and then you're going to be worried about, oh my God, like, you're going to be trying to hide it, and you're just going to be less confident. You're not going to stand up as straight. You're not going to walk, you know, with that, like, effortless glide like women do. You know what I mean? Like, you're just going to kind of be, like crippled, like, in... inside yourself, all crouched. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. You're not going to be as confident.
Yeah. So you're not going to be your best, like, outgoing, bubbly self when you don't feel confident.
No, exactly. And then you're going to be focused more on that the entire time than the actual date and getting to know him and paying attention to what he's asking you.
Yeah. What are some hygienic things that they can think about when packing their bag, when they're packing their purse, getting ready to go on a date? What should they pack?
So I would say definitely bring a mini perfume or even like if you get a little sample size perfume, throw that in the zipper part of your bag. So bring your lip products to touch up because if you're going to be eating on the date.
I always like a little concealer too.
Yeah, you could do a little concealer, bring just a lip product, bring some type of perfume or like if you have like a mini deodorant or something.
Oh, yes. I love a mini deodorant, especially when it's like if you're wearing some sort of fabric that's kind of tight under your arms or just like I don't know, it just causes more sweat, like you never want to smell like armpit.
You never want to smell never because also like then I feel like you'll be able to smell yourself, you know what I mean, and then you'll be less confident.
Yes, like, oh my God, you're like I can't even lift my arms.
Literally
with the perfume, if you spray it in your hair apparently it lasts longer.
Like they say key points to spray it so it lasts are like the center of your chest or like your stomach because it's like a heat point, so it'll smell more and longer.
It's like whatever
and,
like, pulses, right?
Yeah, like whatever pulses. So it's like also too, like they say your wrist, the back of your neck, like by your ear. And also I like to do my hair. So I do my chest and my hair. So then, you know, it's like if you walk past them, they get a nice little whiff and they'll be like, like she smells great. And like the center of your chest. So then it's like if they go to hug you or something on the date or if you're sitting across from them, since it's a heat point, it'll like the scent will like radiate off of you and they'll also be able to smell it. Because also I don't do my wrist because I just feel like my hands, you know, like if you go to the bathroom or whatever throughout the night, you're like washing your hands and stuff. So then I feel like it gets washed off.
I just drown myself in perfume.
Oh, and then also another good one is, it might not work for everyone because of a bag size, but I know you always bring a mini hairbrush.
I love a mini hairbrush. I have one now.
That will save you. That will save you a lot of the times.
I love it. Especially since, like, my hair is, like, it gets tangled so easily. And even if you go out and it's, like, windy, like, having a little hairbrush just to touch up in the bathroom, it makes it look so much more fresh. That is the basic thing we're trying to say is look fresh.
Yeah, like look clean, fresh. Like, you're going to feel your best self. Yeah. You'll be able to be the most confident. I'm like, take a shot every time I say confident. Yeah. But you know what I mean. You get the gist of it, girl.
Also, too, if you want to bring little wipes that are either like sanitizing wipes or wipes for your cooter, you know, use that in the bathroom. Like, it's always good to have that just to refresh, feel good, and... one tip that I forgot, before you leave the house, you should put powder in your shoes if they are like boots or something like that. Because what if you like go somewhere with him after he comes over, you go over his place and then you unzip your boots and like your feet smell? Like, no, you need to put a little foot powder in the boots
or something.
Before you leave.
Oh, also another tip before you leave the house. I love, well, this goes without saying, hopefully after a shower, lather yourself up in some nice body butter or lotion that smells amazing. Like, you want your whole body to smell so good, he wants to lick it off you. Seriously. Yes.
Make sure you moisturize your feet because you don't want to see ashy feet when you're wearing heels. You guys need to use a body oil before you go out also. Like,
one that has shimmer. Longer. It will last longer.
Or, like, it has, like, a little bit of, like, a tint to it to make you look more tan. Like, it's just your body will smell good and it'll be shiny and it'll give you a bronze glow. Put together.
Yeah. Or if you don't have that, you could definitely just use, like, some type of body oil or spray or, like, lotion, and then put, like, a little bit of highlighter on your body. You know, like, makeup highlighter or, like, an eyeshadow shade that you love. You could get, like, a little bronzy one with, like, some shimmer and just deck your whole body out.
So before the whole, like, shimmer, like, body lotion was, like, a big thing, or the body oil, when I was younger, I would moisturize my whole body, and then I would literally put, like, contour and highlight on my collarbones and my shoulders.
I used to do that. I used to contour my boobs, too. Yeah. I'd be like, push it up and make them sparkle.
It works, though. It makes it look more sculpted. And I would put my highlighter on a brush and put it on the tip of my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Me, too. Yeah. That's, like, you know, key points. Like, your collarbone, you can do your cleavage, your shoulders. Mm-hmm. You can do, like, the tops of your legs. So, like, they shimmer and sparkle. And you'll just look like a bronze goddess.
Bronze goddess. Mm-hmm. That smells amazing.
Yeah. Another thing that I would bring, I think, is essential. Also, just for a safety tip, I always bring a lighter. Because I feel like that can get you out of anything. I'm serious. It's not even for, like, drugs or, like, smoking or anything. It's literally because, like, it can get you out of any situation, okay? And that's like, something you can bring.
If someone tries to, like, rob you on the street, I will light you on fire.
Yeah, no, literally. And if you have a little perfume or a little aerosol spray can, even better. Make that bitch a flamethrower.
That's smart. You just spray it.
That can save you from anything. Because, you know, sometimes, like, pepper spray or, like, other little gadgets, they'll, like, confiscate, like, if you're going somewhere.
Yeah, they will.
So I feel like a lighter, it's always something you can keep on you to make sure that stay safe.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I'm always thinking about getting kidnapped or killed, so, you know, you got to keep it on you.
And I'm always thinking about when the apocalypse is coming. Also, what you can either do in your house or, like, keep in your car is a lint roller. If you have animals, make sure you're not going on a date covered in hair.
Yeah.
I feel like guys do this more. They'll, like, leave with, like, a shirt that was, like, just all over the floor or something like that.
It,
like,
just makes you look dirty.
Yeah,
it
just makes you look dirty. Make sure there's no dust or animal hair, like, all over you. So, use a lint roller.
It's fine if you have, like, a little bit of fuzz on you. You know, if you forget your lint roller one time, like, don't have an aneurysm, it's okay.
But these are just some noticeable amounts, like, on black or something.
Exactly. And these are just, like, little tips to, like, help you elevate. I would also say a good thing to bring on a first date is, like, if you have gum or little breath mints or, like, those little Listerine, like, mouthwash, like, strips or something. Because then if you're out to dinner. Oh, my God.
That used to be, like, a huge thing.
I know. I remember. The Listerine strips. The little Listerine strips. I used to be like,
oh, this is awful, but I would always have one.
Yeah, because then it really makes your breath, like, smell fresh. So it's like after dinner, you just pop one in before you go to your next destination. Yeah. Okay, so I saw a video of a girl that literally brought an AirTag with her in her purse on the first date. So she's like, I could be tracked in more than one way. But I'm like, she is doing the most. So, I mean, I guess if you have an AirTag, you could also put that somewhere on you. Less conspicuous, you know, if the phone tracking isn't enough for you, you could also do a little AirTag so people know where you are. But you also have to be logged into that AirTag. Like, someone has to have it on their phone in order for them to track you. So I think just having your phone location is definitely safer or, like, more efficient.
Yeah, so that's it for our hygienic tips.
Yeah, so that wraps up everything you need to know on how to get ready for your first date, what you should be cleaning, and what you should be bringing to stay nice and fresh.
Have fun and stay clean, bitches.
Yeah, good luck on your first date. Bye, bitches.
Bye.